Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office located a missing 64-year-old woman who, along with her dog, were reported missing on Tuesday. Late Tuesday night, deputies were called to the 31,000 block of Airport Road in Fort Bragg after receiving a missing persons call. The woman had gone for a walk with her dog in nearby woods around 6:30 at night, but did not return. Deputies searched the area, but were unsuccessful. This morning, multiple search parties were able to locate the woman and her dog after hearing multiple cries for help in the woods. After receiving medical attention at the scene, both returned to their home safe. It's no secret that some of the roadways in our region are in need of improvements, and last night, Congressman Jared Huffman voted for another short extension of the Highway Trust Fund. Huffman was not happy voting for another short-term extension, stating that for years Congress has been kicking the can down the road, leaving our transportation sector lurching from crisis to crisis. And instead of using the 10 months since the last short-term extension to permanently fix the problem, we were presented with yet another short-term extension. The bill was brought to Huffman on Tuesday night, and if the bill had not passed, authorization for the Highway Trust Fund would have expired. Huffman went on to say that it's time for new ideas and new ways to fund our transportation infrastructure, and it's about time Congress acted with the future of our infrastructure in mind. CAL FIRE inspectors have now begun conducting defensible space inspections throughout the Big Lagoon, Trinidad, West Haven, and Crenell areas, according to a release issued by CAL FIRE. With the ongoing California drought and fire season around the corner, there are critical steps to make sure your home is protected, such as maintaining at least 100 feet of space around your residence, clearing leaves from the roof, and using trimming, mowing, and power tools before 10 a.m. CAL FIRE inspectors will be educating residents and evaluating their properties to make sure that they're in compliance with state law, but to also make sure steps are taken to protect their home. Nancy Dean retired from the head meteorologist position at the Eureka National Weather Service office in January, after more than 20 years in the position. Now the office has chosen Troy Nicolini as the new meteorologist in charge. Nicolini has been with the National Weather Service in Eureka for 17 years and served as the warning coordination meteorologist for the office. Nicolini said the following, "I am both humbled and honored to lead the excellent staff of the Eureka office, and I look forward to supporting them in their important work." If you ever wanted to be a Humboldt County Superior Court judge, now's the time to let it be known, because as of December 31st of this year, there will be a vacancy on the Superior Court bench. After 23 years sitting as a judge in Humboldt County, the Honorable Bruce Watson will retire at the end of his term. A new judge will be appointed by the governor, so for those interested and who also happen to be lawyers with 10 years of experience, you'll need to contact the State Bar Association or the governor's office for a chance to replace Watson. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors approved a letter for the Bureau of Reclamation. Dan Squire has more.
At yesterday's meeting, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter to be sent to the Bureau of Reclamation, reaffirming the county's right to 50,000 acre-feet of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Congressman Jared Huffman has voiced his support for the county as well, and Huffman's office issued a statement on Tuesday reiterating the importance of the water for local fisheries and tribes. Huffman said in a statement that the government had tribal obligations and obligations to the public to ensure it uses all available means to protect our treasured salmon runs, and it's vital that the Bureau of Reclamation recognize the county's right to the water. The water will be used to raise and cool the Klamath River during the fall salmon migration, and with an ongoing drought, the water is needed more than ever.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested 19-year-old Sebastian Ferris on Tuesday after his younger brother reported to deputies that Sebastian fired several rifle shots towards him. The two had gotten into a fight over a pair of sunglasses, a fight that the younger brother claimed to have won. That's when Sebastian went into his room and emerged with an AR-15 rifle and began to fire. The younger brother ran outside and hid while his brother searched for him, and when it was safe, he called 911. Deputies then responded to their residence off of Moon Lane and arrested Sebastian without incident. Sebastian was booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.